Proclamation number 6539 of 4th of May, 1956. Liberius and Thetask. Divine gift of grace. Anyone who has once placed himself within the range of my Sun of Grace, who has once exposed himself to the effect of its rays, will no longer feel at ease in the darkness of night. He will time and again seek the light. He will no longer want to live without light. And my Sun of Grace shines incessantly. It sends its light far out into the darkness and touches people's hearts. But its effect can only touch the heart which voluntarily turns towards the ray of light, which opens itself to the light and ray of love and seeks warmth. And therefore it is also possible that a heart remains completely unimpressed if it closes itself, if it resists every ray of light. Then this heart has not yet moved into my sphere of light. Then the shine of my Sun of Grace is completely ineffective. The human being is in a dark sphere and stays there, although he is constantly offered the opportunity to enter the realm of light. And therefore light and darkness will be closed together on earth. The heart of some will be filled with light and thus stand in the sphere of my Sun of Grace, while the others cannot be struck by my ray of light, only because they turn away themselves, because they have no desire for light and feel comfortable in darkness. Yet people have free will. If my ray of light and love were to be effective despite resistance, this free will would be overridden and the individual's states of light would no longer vary. But then becoming perfect would not be possible either, because this requires free will. But no being is denied light. My ray of love shines so brightly into the darkness that truly everything could be filled with light if all resistance was given up. And in the last days both this radiation of light and the resistance are very clearly recognizable, for I make use of unusual means of grace in order to supply humanity with light. Yet more than ever this light is resisted. The resistance is stronger than ever. And that is why the earth is shrouded in darkness, that is why it is also absolutely essential for bearers of light to venture into dark territory on my behalf, that they time and again makes their light shine out into the dark night. The effect of the light is unmistakable, for once it has been kindled it will not go out again. But the kindling is precisely an act of free will, as the spark which lies dormant in every person, which I have placed in every person's heart, flares up through loving activity. But then the human being also has entered the realm of my Sun of Grace, then the light will incessantly shine down on him and kindle ever brighter light in him. Love will become ever more powerful in him and he will become a bearer of light himself again, because he, too, felt the darkness to be a state of torment and likewise wants to lead his fellow human beings to the light. It is only ever love which gives light, because love is divine and because God is the light from eternity. Thus you approach me myself when you live in love. Then you must catch my illumination and thus also stand in the light. And that is why, spreading light means, to proclaim my divine teaching of love to people. Therefore the human being lights a little light which shines out into the darkness when he explains the significance of Jesus' teaching of love to his fellow human beings, when he encourages them to live a life of love, and when his speech meets with approval and his fellow human beings want to follow him. Then another little light has been lit, for the human being will mature in knowledge as soon as he is not only a listener but a doer of my word. as soon as he himself will make an effort to live a life of love. And anyone who has caught a ray of my divine light of love will also allow it to take effect and will not return into darkness anymore. There is little light among people because there is little love. And therefore there is no more urgent work for all who stand in the light than to preach love incessantly and to live it themselves. Love has grown cold among people, and much warmth of love is needed to revive these cold human hearts and to stimulate them to carry out works of love. But where a spark of love can spread out, there is also still hope that it will kindle in the heart of the fellow human being and that it will now also become light in him and he will escape the darkness forever. Amen.